From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A new Justice Department report says nearly 10% of former state or local prisoners report being sexually victimized in prison. The first ever National Former Prisoners Survey, reported by the Bureau of Justice Statistics, indicates a prison sexual victimization problem possibly greater than previously understood. The people surveyed report being sexually victimized at least once by an inmate or facility staff member during their prison stays. Foreclosure activity dropped again last month in the U.S. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports fewer homes entered into the foreclosure process or were seized by banks.
Darren Bloomquist with the foreclosure listing firm Realty Track says home repossessions dropped 7% in April and 26% from the same month last year.
It's a 57-month low for foreclosure activity nationwide, so we're seeing the trend continue to go downward, at least on a nationwide level. Although there are certainly some states where the numbers are still up significantly from a year ago.
It also marks three straight monthly declines in foreclosures. In addition, the Mortgage Bankers Association says the percentage of mortgages past due by one payment is at its lowest level in about 5 years. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The Taliban have claimed responsibility for a suicide attack in western Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that six police and one civilian died along with four assailants.
Government officials in western Farah province said a group of four insurgents with assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades breached the provincial governor's compound when one of them detonated a suicide vest. Several others set off explosive vests during a 30-minute shootout with police. The Taliban have announced their intention to target anyone connected with the Afghan government during this summer's fighting season. Afghan government officials are traveling to Chicago to a NATO summit this weekend that is expected to confirm international commitments to assist Afghanistan for many years to come. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Greece has sworn in a caretaker government after elections that left no party with a clear governing mandate. New elections are set for next month, but the temporary government has no policy authority, and with voters wanting to overturn austerity agreements, there is rising concern Greece may default and leave the euro currency. British Prime Minister David Cameron is urging the eurozone to have well-regulated banks, fiscal burden sharing, and supportive monetary policy.
We are in uncharted territory, which carries huge risks for everybody.
That's Cameron speaking in Manchester today. The risks include further problems for European and U.S. banks with investments in Greek bonds, securities, and businesses. And the European Central Bank says it is cutting off liquidity to four Greek banks already facing pressure on cash reserves as nervous depositors withdraw funds. This is NPR. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is investigating the possibility of a secretive clique among its deputies. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, seven deputies have been placed on paid administrative leave pending the investigation into the group, whose members allegedly sport matching tattoos and promote aggressive policing.
The investigation into the secret clique known as the Jump Out Boys began a couple weeks ago, according to the sheriff's spokesman Steve Whitmore. Whitmore said he could not comment further as the investigation was just beginning. According to the Los Angeles Times, the seven deputies are part of the sheriff's gang enforcement unit. The suspected tattoos are of a menacing-looking skull wearing a bandana. The sheriff's department has been under fire for repeated accusations of inmate abuse at the county's main jail facility in downtown Los Angeles. Currently, the FBI has three investigations into LA sheriff's activities. There are also multiple excessive use of force lawsuits pending against the department. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
A new Agriculture Department report says it can be less expensive to eat whole, nutritious foods than so-called junk foods, contrary to some people's beliefs. But Adam Drunowski, who wrote an earlier study, says the new one can be confusing because it doesn't measure cost by nutrients or calories.
Rather, they are looking at the cost per edible gram, which to my mind is completely misleading.
Drunowski agrees with the premise that it's better to eat nutritious, non-fattening foods, but he says many poor people buy high-calorie, inexpensive foods because they help eliminate hunger pangs, if only for a short while. And he's not convinced that given how many calories people need, the more nutritional foods are actually cheaper. This is NPR News.